Today's Shir is Masech Gittin Daf Samach Vav. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Samach Hayom Be'ez on the bottom of the Amid, the last Mishnah on the Amid. Says the Mishnah B'Shonai Oimrim. Originally, Chazal taught us that Ayotz Bekala, if somebody was sentenced to death by the government and he's on the way to being executed, and he gives instructions to people who are standing there, write a get for my wife, even though he didn't say anything about giving the get to his wife, all he spoke about was writing the get, we assume that he really meant that the get should just not be written, but should be delivered as well. But because of his mental status, that he's on the way to being executed, he didn't finish saying what he wanted to say. Chazalaima, and then they expanded this law, this rule to say, Afa Mefarish, if somebody goes out for a trip, Ayotze B'Shiyaris, all of these people, even though they didn't expressly say that they want the get to be given, that the halach is, they meant it, and that's why they said it, they just did not have the opportunity to complete their statement. And continues the Mishnah to teach us, Rav Shimon Shizuri teach us that this halacha even have from a sukkin. You have a chaylam sukkin, the halacha is also, because of his mental status, the halacha is that when he said kisvu, even though he didn't say tenu, the halacha is that's what he meant. The Beis Yosef says that when we speak about the person in our Mishnah who's taking a trip, that was saying that such an individual who's taking a trip meant to give the get. It's only, says Rashi, says the Beis Yosef, if he's going in Midbaris, he's going to somewhere that's dangerous. But if he's not going on a dangerous trip, then we don't assume that that's what he meant. The Baal Iter takes a different approach, and he says that the Gemara says, Kol Adrochim, all roads, Becheska Sakona. You have to be concerned whenever somebody takes a trip. And therefore, no matter what he says, the Baal Mitzvah says the same halacha would apply. So Rav Shimon Shizuri, we just learned, include a hamasukin. So Rashi says that chayla, that means somebody who's very sick. The Rambam says that it means somebody who got sick suddenly and wasn't at all anticipating or prepared for getting sick. That is the person that Rav Shimon Shizuri refers to. And the Tosfos Yontif says that there's actually a machlokes of Rashi and the Rambam. That according to Rashi, any chayli could has this halacha according to Rav Shimon Shizuri. And according to the Rambam, only somebody who's in the category of a masukin, which the Rambam said a masukin, is somebody that became suddenly ill. Furthermore, there's a discussion in the Achrayim and Paiskim, what is the definition of somebody who's sick? So the Torah says, somebody who's sick for 3 consecutive days is considered in the category of a Masukin, and that Rav Shimon Shazuri's halacha will apply, that the get is given, even if he just said kisvu. The Shulchan Aruch says that the Shulchan Aruch quotes the opinion of the Rambam. The Shulchan Aruch in Simen Kuf Mem Aleph Sif Tez Ayin says that the halacha depends on the person that became sick suddenly. And the Taz, in fact, asks on the Shulchan Aruch, why is he only quoting the opinion of the Rambam, and why is he not also quoting what Rashi said, and certainly what the Torah said, that if somebody was sick for 3 days, he should be considered an individual who, if he just said kisvu, we should give the get. Says the Gemara, Geneva Yotze B'Kal Ahava, Geneva, name of a person who was being sentenced to death. Ki Hava Nofik, as he was being taken to be executed, Omar, Hava Abba Me'ezuzil Rabavina, give 400 zuz to Ravina, Mechamra Denai Panya, from the wine that I have in a place called Nahar Panya. Om Rav Zera. So Rav Zera commented, Dar Rav Avina L'Siltei. Rav Avina could carry on his shoulders what he needs for to eat. And he should go to his Rebbe Rav Huna. Still, he doesn't have ownership because he did not make a kinyan. Dam Rav Huna. Rav Huna is going to teach us later in our Masechta on Daf Ayin Beis of a Beis. Gitoi kematanosai. The get of a shchimeram has the same din like a matan of a shchimeram. Ma matanosa. Just like we know that divrei shchimeram k'ksuvim k'msurim dami. There's a special halacha that if a shchimera gives instructions, the halacha is his instructions are followed even without a kinyan. But on the other hand, there are a number of conditions. One condition, as we're going to learn, is that you have it's only considered divrei shchimera k'ksuvim k'msurim dami only in a case where he gave away all of his assets. If he didn't give away all of his assets, we don't say divrei shchimera k'ksuvim k'msurim dami. And the other halacha is that if the Shchimeram gets better, then he could back out of what he said. Ma matanosa, just like a gift given by Shchimera. In a moment, if he gets better, Chayzer, he could retract on what he said. Af kitoi im amat Chayzer. So too, that even if he didn't expressly say that he's only divorcing her because he assumes that he's going to pass away, still it's understood that that's what he's meant. And since it's understood that that's what he meant, if Baruch Hashem he gets up, he could back out. Umagita avgav deloy pirish, even though he didn't expressly say kiven dama kisfu, as we learned in our Mishnah, as soon as he says kisfu, afgav deloy matnu, even though he didn't say give it a get, but we assumed and learned in our Mishnah that because he's so preoccupied with his situation, that's why he didn't say it. But it's understood that that's what he meant. Af matanosa, so too by a gift that's given by Shchimera, kiven d'omer tenu, as soon as he says the word tenu, the halacha views it as if it's a matana, afagav d'lekarimnei, even though there was no kinyan. And therefore, Rav Avina, who received a gift from Geneva, as Geneva was being taken to be executed, the halacha is it's considered like a matana of a shchimera, and since it's considered like the matana of a shchimera, the halacha will be divrei shchimera k'ksuvim k'msurim dami, and the halacha is that it's considered his, even though there was no kinyan on this transaction. So the Rashba asks, what pshat matanosa k'gitoi? By a get, says the Rashba, we understand that the person, because of his mental status, even though he only used the word kisu, he meant tenu. What does that have to do with a gift? The gift has, yes, the reshchim k'suvim k'sumidari, but doesn't it have to have a proper instruction attached to it? So says the Rashba, that's exactly what our Gemara is coming to teach us. What the Gemara is coming to teach us is that there are people that the halacha assume, because of their situation, make statements that are not really 100% clear, but the halacha assumes that that's what it meant. Maska l'ra abba. If you're saying now, as we just said, matanosoi k'gitoi, ima matana yesh l'acha misa, that when is the gift of the Shchimera actually given? He said after he dies, that the Shchimera, as he was laying in that state, said, give this gift to this person, and then he passes away. We say divrei shchimera k'ksuvim k'msurim dami, and we carry out his instructions. Af get yesh l'acha misa. Should we say that we should give the get that he instructed to be given after he passes away? We know that that's not possible, because we've learned so many times in our Masechta that ain't get l'acha misa. A get cannot be effective after a person is no longer here. Answer says the Gemara, Hachi Hashta. What's the comparison? Bishlam matana. When we speak about a gift is possible to be given even lachamisa, is lachamisa. Ela get lachamisa miyaka. As we just said, there is no halacha that a gift can be given, that get can be given after death. So even though the Gemara means to say that we're comparing the matan of a shkemira and the get in the shkemira, we're only comparing it as much as we can compare it. And as far as lachamisa, where the halachas are very different by matan and a get, we're not going to compare it. Ella, so says the Gemara, Ella Rab Abba Hochi Kukashle. This is what Rab Abba meant to ask. Matan Mishkim Rab Mixasi. He only gave, Geneva only gave some of his assets to as a gift. And we learned, and we mentioned this a little earlier, that Matan Shchimra Rab Mixas by Kenyan, that if the Shchimra is not giving away all of his assets, it doesn't have the special rules of Matan Shchimra Kiksum Kamsum Dami. And for it to be valid, you have to make a kinyan, says the Gemara. Michlal, if you're saying that that's what the Gemara means to say, are you trying to say that Rav Huna Sava loy by kinyan? That would you want to suggest that Rav Huna is saying that a kinyan is not requirement? Quiet. What? No one could say that. Says Mava Kaimelon, everybody knows that if the Shchibera is not giving away all of his assets, the by kinyan. And says the Gemara, Shani Hacha, the Mitzava Machmas Misahu. This matana is different. If somebody, you know, the Gemara is introducing their two separate concepts. There's a concept of what we've been discussing till now of matana shchimera. And the halacha is that a matana shchimera is only considered in that category of matana shchimera with all the rules that matana shchimera carry with it if the person was giving away all of his assets. That is another halacha. And that is the halacha that if somebody is saying clearly that he's doing this because he's about to die, then the halacha is that even it's not giving away all of his assets, but we're clear that what he wants to do is sincere. He's on the way to unfortunately being executed. Therefore, the halacha is that even what he gave away is not, even if he gave away only some of his assets, the halacha is matana that's considered that it's a valid kinyan, even though he didn't make it's a valid transfer, even though he didn't make a kinyan. And the way I saw that the Rishonim explained this distinction, a matana shchimera doesn't need a kinyan because the person is saying, I'm leaving the world, I'm giving everything away. If he's not giving everything away, it's obvious that he's not doing it because he's going to die. Because if he was doing it because he was going to die, then he should have given everything away. However, the person who is mitzava machmas misa, it's very clear, as the Gemara is speaking about the person here who's being taken out to be executed. The person here who's being taken out to be executed, it's very clear that whatever he's saying is because of this situation. If it's because of this situation, it doesn't make a difference if he's giving everything away or not. It's going to not require a kinyan. Michal, the Rav says the Gemara, if that's the case, that Rav Abba, who asked on this, Michal, the Rav Abba Sava, Rav Abba is not going to subscribe to this special new category, and he's going to hold the Mitzava Machmas Misa Bar Kanyan. But as the Gemara of Akaimelon, the Gemara in Masechta Baba Basra teaches us clearly that the Loi Bar Kinyan, the Mitzava Machmas Misa Loi Bar Kinyan, says the Gemara, El Rab Abba, what would bother with Rab Abba with this story, Hachakakashalai, Chamer like Chamer, he didn't say expressly, give Ravivina. He didn't say expressly, Geneva did not expressly say, give Ravivina wine, which is worth 400 zuz. The Mei Chamer like Chamer, and he also didn't say, give him 400 zuz of the wine. He said, Mei Chamer Chamer. What he meant to say was, give him from the wine. And the question is, make money out of the wine. And that doesn't make any sense. Vidach. And that's why he didn't accept this statement. Vidach. And Reb Zera, that says Reb Vina deserves wine, says, Mechamra kedeliapas koichai. If he would have said, Chamra ba'abe meizuz, what Reb Geneva was concerned about, that if the wine will get spoiled, so some Rishonim will say that the Rebbe Vina, who's getting some of the wine, should lose proportionally 400 as much wine as he was given, that we would look at all the wine that Geneva had, and whatever 400 zuz of that wine represent, that percentage he would get of wine that was spoiled. If he would have said, then the halacha is that if they would sell the wine and the money was lost, he wouldn't be entitled to money, because they would say that the money that was lost was his money. In order to protect, in order for Geneva to strengthen Ravina's position, he used a very strong language. He used the language of Abazuz Mei Mechamra. That means that no matter how this will happen, I want you to end up with 400 zuz of wine. And if there's any loss, you won't have to participate in the loss. So we learned the Gemara that if he wouldn't have said this, he would lose proportionally as much as he had in the wine. But there are those say that the Yarshim could have said that if there was wine that got spoiled, you know which wine got spoiled? Your wine got spoiled. And therefore, again, so there's even more reason to protect him. Shochem etam, and in fact, they sent from Eretz Yisrael this halacha, that when the statement was made, mei chamra, the reason it was said was kedei liyapas koichai. Says the Mishnah, Misha Yimushlach Labas, somebody is in a pit. Vamani makes an announcement, kol shemeyas koiloi. Whoever hears his voice, yichtav get lishtoi, should write a get for his wife. The halacha is hareli yichtav yitnu. Anybody who heard this should write this. So the Marshag, in the Shas Tshuvas Marshag, Chelek Beis Simen Reish Nun, says that this Gemara that says that you don't have to actually hear or see the person who makes the announcement, as long as you hear his voice, it's good enough, is the basis for the halach, would be relevant, la'aloch l'maisa, if somebody gave instructions through the telephone, write a get for my voice, write a get for my wife, if they could recognize that this is indeed the voice of this person, that we know that this is his voice, the halacha, says the Marshag, is it would be considered a proper appointment, a proper way to write a get. And the Shas Tshuvas Beis Avi, Chelek Aleph Simkov Chafhei, says the same, that appointing a shliach to write a get is a valid way of appointing somebody to write a get, and it would be 100% acceptable in halacha. Says the Gemara, V'leichish, but why should we not be concerned that maybe the person who's making this announcement, Shemeshed, who maybe it's not really that person, it's a shade. And of course, then we have to be worried. Amar Yehuda, says the Gemara, we don't have to be worried about that. Kishuralai demus adam. We saw that the person in the pit looks like a person. But says the Gemara, ask the Gemara, Inu nami idmi admu, the shadim also have the form of a human being. So why would that be helpful? Answers the Gemara, the Chazalai Babua. We saw him in his shadow. Ask the Gemara, in a nami Babua, shadim also have shadows. Answers the Gemara, the Rai Babuba Babua. They saw in a double shade. Sometimes you see a person, a shadow, and you see a large shadow, and you see a small shadow. And shadim don't have this. In fact, the Yisroch Moshe says that Hagar says Gam Haloim Reisi Achir Roya. What does the pasuk, says the Yisroch Moshe, mean with the word Achir Roya? So he says that Hagar heard the Malach speaking to her, and the question is, why should Hagar not be concerned that the one that was speaking to her was a shed? So he said that's why the pasuk says Gam Haloim Reisi Achir Roya. The person that I saw had a double shadow. And we just learned that a shade doesn't have a double shadow. So if a shade doesn't have a double shadow, Hagar was able to say comfortably, I know that this is not a shade. V'dilma inu nami yislu, ask the Gemara, maybe they have a double shadow. Says the Gemara, as we just learned, Amar Rabbi Chanina, l'maratani yonis b'ni, b'bua islay, they have one shadow, but Bua de Bua Leslu, they don't have a double shadow. But ask the Gemara, we still should be concerned. The Matsarihi, maybe the one that's making this announcement is Hatsara. And the Tsara is actually obviously interested in having her get divorced. And the fact the Rishash says, as we often quote in our Masechtas, we learned this in Masechta Yevamos, that there are five women that typically dislike a wife. Says the Rishash, when the Gemara asks here, Dilma Tsara, it doesn't mean only maybe she's a Tsara. Maybe she's one of those five women that are always identified as Shas, as somebody who doesn't like the wife, and therefore we have to be concerned that that is the one that said this. Answers the Gemara, Tarad Beri Shmol, B'Shas HaSakana. If the person is in a Shas HaKana, he's in a bar, we don't stop being concerned about these considerations. Kaisvin V'Noisnin Afapi Shem Akirim. We could write the get even though we don't know 100% who it is that's giving the instructions. Says the Mishnah, Bari Shomar. But if there's a healthy person that makes an announcement that says, Kiss for Gitlish, write a get for my wife, there we say, Rotzel Sachakba. All he meant to do was just tease her. He didn't really mean to get divorced. Because he only said Kiss for, he didn't say Tanu. He only said write the get, but he didn't say give the get. Ask Rabbi Akiva Eger, why does the Mishnah have to add the words Rotzel Sachakba? Rabbi Akiva Eger asks that we've been learning throughout our shir that the proper way of giving a get, of giving instructions, kisu tanu. If a person is sick or there's extenuating circumstances, Chazal said that kisu, we understand that kisu means kisu tanu. But if the person is Baruch Hashem, as the person of our Mishnah is, healthy, so if kisu is said, you're missing the tanu. And if you're missing the tanu, of course it's not a good get. So I saw that the Mishnah's come to teach us that we maybe should not make the mistake of thinking that every time the word kisvu is used, it automatically includes tanu. Another pshat that the Rishash says, that what happened here was that the person who made this request of kisvu was indeed healthy, and therefore was suggesting it should not be good when he just says kisvu. But what happened here is, says the Rishash, he left immediately after he said kisvu. So the fact that he left town immediately after he said kisvu maybe should clearly be an indication that he meant kisvu tanu. Tells us the Mishnah that since when he made the statement, he said kisvu, and there was no indication that he's leaving or that he's not well, kisvu alone is not enough. And tells us the Mishnah, Maisav bar echad shama kisvu get lishti, there was in fact a situation where somebody said kisvu get lishti, and he went up to the roof and he fell down and passed away. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, if he committed suicide, hareza get. It's clearly an indication that when he said it, he meant kisvu v'tanu. But if it wasn't suicide, it was just a terrible accident. It was just a terrible accident that the wind blew him off the roof. Then the halacha is that ain't a get, it's not considered a valid get. So our Mishnah says that if a person who's going to be executed said only kisvu, the halacha is that it's good. But if our case, where it's not kisvu, where he's well, then the halacha is that you have to say kisvu v'tanu. But, as we said, the question will be, if the person indeed leaves right away, what will be the halacha? Will then the halacha be that the get is, that's like the second case of our mission, like the second case, and the get will be a get, or not a machlokes rechronim? But ask the Gemara, the Mishnah began by telling us, you always say, kisvu is not enough. And then the Mishnah tells us that you do have that if you said kisvu alone, it may be enough. Ask the Gemara, my solicitor. Usually when the Mishnah brings a story, what the Mishnah means to do by bringing a story is to support what we just learned. Here the Mishnah is bringing a story which is contrary to what we learned. Answers the Gemara, if it becomes obvious that he was serious about the get, hareza get. And the Mishnah says a story to support that. There was a healthy person that said kisvu get lishti. And then he went to the roof and died. If he committed suicide, so the fact that he committed suicide is very much an indication that he was serious about what he said. And since it's very much an indication that he was serious about what he said, then harei ze get, it's going to be considered a valid get. The ma'atzmei nafal, but if he did, if it may ruach tachasa, but if it's not that he committed suicide, then in get. Says Mara, who gavad all the Beit Knesset? There was a person that walked into Beis Knesset. Eshkri maki yunuki brei diyasri. He met a Rebbe of Talmidim and his son that were sitting there. V'yosef inish achrin gabayu, and there was another person sitting there. Amalu Beit try minaychu nichta get ledvisu. Two of you should write a get for my wife. V'soif shchaf gemari maki yunuka. The Rebbe, the Malamed Tanakh, has passed away. Me, and the question now we need to understand. When there were three people sitting there, the Rebbe, his son, and another person. And the Gemara's question is that a father and a son can't be together, Adam. So did he mean only the father? And therefore, now that the father, unfortunately, is no longer here, the son was never appointed to be a shliach. So we don't have two people. And even if the father is there, he meant the father or the son. And therefore, since the son is still here, he could be the person to give the get. Rav Nachman Amar Loi Mashmi Inish Barosh Shlicha B'Makam Abba. Rav Nachman says, it certainly was not his intention to have the son in mind. If the father's there, he doesn't think about the son. Rav Papi Amar Mashmi Inish Barosh Shlicha B'Makam Abba. Amar Rav and Rav tells us, Hilchas Adaloch is Mashvi Inish Barosh Shlicha B'Makam Abba. He meant either father or the son. And therefore, if the father is unfortunately not able to do it, he died, the son could be the one to do it. Throughout our shir, we're learning about somebody appointing people. The primary focus of our Gemaras has been the statement of appointing somebody to write a get. But of course, there's another important factor. And that is, when was the statement made? Reb Chaim Berlin discusses a question where somebody was going off to war. A soldier was drafted. He was going off to war. And it was on Shabbos. And he was concerned if he'll come back, if his whereabouts will be known. And therefore, he appointed a shliach to write a get for his wife. Of course, not meaning that the get should be written on Shabbos. It should be written on Sunday. But the question is, that there's a rule throughout Shas, the Gemara Masechet the Nozer Daf Yud Beis teaches us, Kol Midi De'iu Le'Matzah Avid Hashta, anything that I can't do, Le'Matzah, I can't appoint a shliach to do on my behalf. So since this person who's going off to war on Shabbos obviously cannot write a get on Shabbos, he can't therefore maybe appoint a shliach on Shabbos to write a get. So the Machna Ephraim has an interesting question. He says there's a person who made a shvua that he won't get married, that he won't make kedushin. Can he make a shliach to be mekadosh a woman on his behalf? So he says that, because the question is, like we just learned, if he can't do it himself, maybe he's somebody else. He can't appoint a shliach to do it on his behalf. So the Machna Ephraim says a chiddush. There are different reasons why somebody can't do something. Sometimes somebody can't do something because halachically they're forbidden to do it. And sometimes it's not that they have an issue that they can't do it. There's an external issue that's preventing them from doing it. A shvua is not inherent to this person. You can't be mekadosh a woman who's related to you. That is about you. Here, it's not that the person can't marry. There's an external issue called that he made a shvua. Here too, Shabbos is not what prevents the person from being able to make a shliach. It's not that he can't write again. It's Shabbos. And therefore, that isn't a violation of the rule that anything I can't do, I can't ask a shliach to do. Moreover, he suggests that maybe if somebody could write a get on Shabbos, because you could technically write a get, or maybe you could technically write a get with your left hand. But in the Prima Gaudim says that first, since there's a way of writing a get on Shabbos, then the halach is you could appoint somebody to write a get on Shabbos. This question actually comes up on Shabbos Chanukah. The Prima Gaudim discusses an issue. We know Shabbos Chanukah was supposed to light the Chanukah candles before you makabel Shabbos. What happens if somebody was makabel Shabbos and then they realized that they didn't light the Chanukah candles? Could they ask somebody else to light the Chanukah candles on their behalf? Do we say that since I can't light the Chanukah candles at this point, so I can't ask a shliach? I can't ask a shliach to do something that I can't do. Or is it, as many explain, there's an aveira to light candles on Shabbos, but the lighting of the candles it's still lighting candles. Another factor that has to be taken into consideration is en shliach l'dvar aveira. But that's only consideration in the case of the Chanukah candles. In our case, it's not the same, because the person by the get is not asking that the shliach should write the get on Shabbos. He's asking to write a get on my behalf, and therefore it seems that it is the opinion of most Paiskim that if the instructions were given on Shabbos, the get may be written. Says the Mishnah, Amar l'shnayim, if a husband said to two people, Tanu get l'ishti, give a get to my wife, but he never instructed them to write the get. Oy l'shloisho, he said to three people, Kisvu get v'tanu l'ishti, those people yichtu v'yitnu, they should themselves write the get, and they shouldn't give over that job to someone else. Since he didn't ask them to be a bezdin to arrange the get, and two people certainly aren't a bezdin, and even when he spoke to three people, he didn't appoint them to be the bezdin. He told them he wants they themselves to write the get. He wants them themselves to write the get. Therefore, they can't appoint anyone else. Because this is the concept of mili lemimsri shliach. If you appoint somebody to arrange something, so that's fine. But if you appoint somebody to be your shliach, that shliach cannot appoint someone else. So, however, amal shlosha tanu get lishti, he didn't say that they should write it. He just said that a get should be given to my wife. Says the Mishnah, in that situation, then they need to be able to do is arrange a get. Because what he meant to do in this case, all he meant to do was make them into a bezdin. This halacha, Rav Chanina Ish Ona brought from prison. Rabbi Kiva, we know, was imprisoned, and he went to visit him in prison. That if somebody said to three individuals, what he meant to say was, that they could ask other people to write the get, we said to the Rav Chanina, who became a shliach, to bring this halacha to the base of Medrash, af anu mikubalim. We also heard from Rabbi Kiva, afilu amar lebezdin agol shebishulayim. If somebody said to the bezdin gol yushulayim, tanu get l'eshti, the halacha is yilmadu. These people, the bezdin should learn how to write a get. V'yichtavu yitnu. They have to do it themselves. That they can't ask somebody else to do it because of the halacha that we just mentioned, amili mimsur l'shliach. So Rabbi Yossi is disagreeing. There's a fundamental machlokes between Rabbi Yossi and Chanina over the opinion of Rabbi Chanina. When somebody said to three people, tanu get l'ishti, did he mean to make them into a bezdin? And therefore they just need to oversee and supervise that a get is given, but he did not mean that they themselves have to be the ones to write the get. That's what Rabbi Chanina is quoting Rabbi Kiva saying, whereas Rabbi Yossi is saying that no, Rabbi Kiva said that in such circumstances as well, what he meant to say was that you should be, what he meant to say was that you should be the people that write yourselves the get. And if they don't know how to write, they have to learn how to write and be able to write the get. Tells us the Mishnah. I'm Amr Lasara. If somebody said to 10 people, Kisvu Tunu Gitlishti, the Loch is Echet Kaisiv, even though he spoke to 10 people, the Loch says the Gemara is, if he said to all 10 people, you don't need all 10 people writing and being involved in the get. Echet Kaisiv, one of those 10 should write the get, and Shnaim Chaisman, two should sign as Edom. Kulam Kaschu, but if he used a different wording, he said Kulam Ksaivu, so then the Loch is Echet Kaisiv, Kulam Chaisman, one should write and everybody else should sign. Lefikach, and then fourth, if one of those 10 people who he appointed passed away before they could carry out what they were told to do, it may sechem hem hareza get bottle. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yemir Baba, Sholchalei Mei Rav Shmuel. They sent from the yeshiva of Rav to Shmuel the following question. Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu, Amu l'shnayim kisru v'tenu get l'shti, v'amru l'soifer, and those two people told the soifer, v'kosov, and the soifer writes the get, v'chosmahein, and then these two people who were given these instructions signed the get. Mahu, is that going to be inadequate fulfillment of what he told them, kisvu v'tenu get l'shti, or is it not? Says the Gemara, sholach l'hu, that if the wife got remarried based on this get, Taitse, she may not remain with the second husband. I'm not convinced, he says, that it's a kosher get. But then he says, Adain Tzorch Talmud, I still need to study this subject. Says the Gemara, what is meant when he made the statement, my Hadovet Tzorch Talmud, what does that mean? Ilem Shem Dalav Emili, because it's only giving over instructions, and therefore Mesapkele. And his question, Shmuel's question was, this subject that we will be learning throughout our shir, Mili Mimsul Shliach, could one Shliach appoint another Shliach? Eloi Mimsul Shliach, or could one Shliach not appoint another Shliach? Ask him, how could that be Shmuel's question? Vama Shmuel Amar Rebbe, Halach Rebbe Yossi, Dama Mili Mimsul Shliach. He has no question that the Halach is that one Shliach cannot appoint another Shliach. So that couldn't have possibly been his question. It says, Dama Shmuel Hokam Bailey, Haik Soivu. When the husband said ksoivu, what did he mean? Iksav yodam. Did he mean that I want you to sign the get? Iksav haget. Or did he mean I want you to write the get? Says the Gemara, Tivshleim Mesnisen. Why can't we get the answer to that question from our Mishnah? Because we learned in our Mishnah, Am l'shnayim tenu get l'ishti, al shir sheksuv v'tenu get l'ishti, harei eli yichtavu v'yitnu. So the Mishnah is quite clear that when you use this kind of language, you meant, I want you to write the get. Answers the Gemara, Ha'gufa Karmabayalan. That was exactly what Shmuel's question was. When the Mishnah says that they have to write, what does it mean that they have to write? Yichtavu Ksav Yodinhu, does it mean that they have to write the get? They just have to sign the get? Or Kisra Getu, does it mean that they have to write the get? Ask them up, Shita, isn't it obvious the Ksav Getu, that they meant to write the entire get? Because let's continue learning the Mishnah, says the Gemara. The Ketani Sefer, the Mishnah continues teaching us, Am Rabbi Yosef, the Mina L'Shliach, if somebody, the Shliach was brought this halach to the Beis Medrash, Af Anu Mekubolim, Afila Amal Bezna Golish B'Shlaim Tanu Get L'Shti, write a get for my wife, Yilmadu, the Bezna has to learn how to write a get, and then write it and give it to her. Yeah, Bishlam Ksava get, who, if we're going to say the Ksuva means write the actual get, shopper. We understand what the Mishnah meant, that the Dayonim have to learn how to write a get. Eli Am Ksav Yodin, that all they need to do is just sign, ask the Gemara, Mika Beidin Delayodim Machti Chatimus. Is there a Bezdin that has members that can't sign the name? Answers the Gemara, in. A new Bezdin that just got appointed may not be familiar in even signing the name. Says the Gemara, E Sfirlon, that the high Ksuva, ask the Gemara, if we're going to say the Ksuva means only Ksav Yodin, who the signature, Haksavaget, but the writing of the get is kosher if somebody else wrote it. V'amishmul amar Rebbe, but why wouldn't there be a problem, asked the Gemara, that we learned, halakha Rebbe Yosef got memila lemimsum shliach. You can't ask somebody else to do something on your behalf. Amri answers the Gemara. They said in the yeshiva, Yisvir and the ksuvim ksav yadnhu. If we're going to say that the definition of the word ksuva means the actual signature, ksav get, what about the writing of the get? Nasser, the halacha, looks at it as if the husband said, Imru, and say expressly said, you could ask somebody else to write the get. And since you could ask somebody else to write the get, in a case where the husband said explicitly, someone else could write the get, the Maidir Rabbi Yosef agrees, but Oime Imru, somebody expressly said, the husband expressly said that somebody else could write the get, then the halacha is that there is no machloikis that somebody else could write the get. And that's what the Gemara is saying is what happens over here. By him saying that he wants these people to sign the get, he was also saying expressly, and you could appoint somebody else to write the get. The Gemara Masechta Chulin Daf Tes Amud Aleph teaches us, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Merav, Talmid Chacham Tzarich Shiyamud Gimel Tvarim. The three things that Talmid Chacham needs to know how to do, Ksav, how to write, Shkita, Umila. So here, the Gemara there is clearly teaching us that Talmid Chacham has to know how to write. The question is, what is the definition of writing? So some say the definition of writing is just signing the name. And it seems that that's all that's necessary from our Gemara. There are others, however, say that Ksav means to actually write, and that a Talmud Chacham, the Gemara is teaching us, should be familiar in being able to write. And I saw that the Paiskim, Rabbi Yashiv, and other Paiskim, the Chushkichem discusses it, says that it's necessary for Talmud Chacham to know at least the halacha of Safras, because these are the kind of questions that come to Talmid Chachamim. And since these are the kind of questions that come to Talmid Chachamim, Talmud Chacham has to be at least proficient in being able to look at a Sefer Torah, Tefillah, Mezuzahs, and be able to determine if they are kosher or not.